We're talking with Gary O'Neill, of course, our state chief of the Natural Resource Conservation Service. Gary, you alluded to the fact that coming out of this 2018 farm law, we've got several programs that you're busy, your agency and USDA busy getting all the I's dotted and T's crossed, getting them up and running for producers that are very important to our conservation efforts.
You bet. The whole suite of conservation programs are important here in Oklahoma, and we last year were able to deliver them under old rules, and then this year we've had time to develop new interim rules, so those rules will reflect the changes that was passed in the new farm bill, and there's going to be some significant changes in some of those programs. So we'll have a interim period where the rules reviewed, and then there'll be some guidance developed, and we'll roll those programs out in 2020 with the new rules. And that would include EQIP and CSP and then our easement programs as well.
Now, EQIP and CSP are widely used in the state of Oklahoma, right?
They are extremely important. And we kind of think of it as if you're a farmer that has a lot of concerns and haven't had a chance, maybe you're buying some new land and has a lot of resource problems, EQIP is a good program to fix some of those problems. When you get those things addressed, then CSP is a good program that comes in and you get rewarded for some of that stewardship you've done in the past, and then you can pick enhancements that will take you even to a higher level of conservation. So they kind of work hand in hand. And they're very popular in Oklahoma. We have about 1,700 ongoing active EQIP contracts at any given time. And in CSP, we have over 4,000 contracts right now in Oklahoma. So extremely not only important for conservation, but also important for rural development, important for farmers' economic viability right now.
You're saying that those CSP contracts, that number of CSP contracts, one of the bigger numbers in the country as far as on a state-by-state basis.
For sure. If we're not one, we're in the top two on number of contracts. And a lot of those, Ron, was last year we picked up this new grassland initiative in CSP, and we had 1,400 contracts alone just for that program. Texas and Oklahoma were the big states for that, and it's based on old base acreages, commodity-based programs that had been put back to grass, and we had a lot of those.
Where, you talked a little bit in your comments to the grain sorghum producers here today about the importance of the concept of soil health. That's something that more and more we're seeing your agency and other folks within the agricultural community try to embrace the concept of soil health.
Exactly. We've been doing it for a number of years and have seen a lot of changes in Oklahoma related to acres of folks using no-till and also cover crops. And we think it's just going to continue to expand. And we've got some really innovative producers in our state that are willing to try things and willing to get up and talk about them. And not only in our state, but other states, talking to other producers. And I think that's helping to spread the word, and the method or the process we think that helps spread this is finding a farmer or two in every county that's willing to try things and or believe in those concepts, and that helps spread the word. But when you look at the benefits of that, it's far-reaching. Moisture is a big thing, and we hear a lot of people are concerned if you plant a cover crop, you're going to use more moisture, but we're finding that if you plant it right, you plant the right species, that you actually you're capturing and retaining every bit of moisture that falls, and you're actually gaining moisture. So there's a net gain in moisture. So just think that it's the only way to farm right now, and we're trying to train our staff to be a place where farmers can learn and feel comfortable learning about this. And we have a lot of field days. We work very close with the Conservation Commission. We've got shared staff that we partner together on to help us promote and become soil health experts. So I think it's only going to spread, Ron, and I think our new chief and our new leadership at our agency with this administration believes in it even more. And so I see more opportunities. The programs are there now where it helps mitigate some of the risks to make those changes. I think the tools are there. We just got to get in there and make sure that the farmers understand that there's some opportunities in our state for soil health systems.
Head of the Natural Resource Conservation Service in the state of Oklahoma, Gary O'Neill. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.